This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The biggest battle we will ever have to face is the battle between you and you. It's the battle of taking your mind to that limit and then breaking through. On the Mindful Experiment Podcast, we will share concepts, universal laws, and interviewing individuals who have done just that, who have gone through the dark times and through those moments allowed their light to shine bright. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Manzo, and I want to thank you for listening to the podcast and taking this journey with me as we discover different avenues to break through those limits, expand your reality, and evolve into the person you desire to be. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
This podcast is sponsored by Empower Your Reality. It's an online university and also a one-on-one and group coaching business that's there to help enlighten, to raise the consciousness, and help the individual truly thrive in every area of their life. We have a new online class that is now available called Life Mastery. And what this five-week course is all about is teaching you the rules of life, how to create life mastery in your life, how to become the master of your life to thrive and create all that you desire. In this five-week course, we dive deep into spiritual laws, universal laws, quantum physics, neurology, functional neurology, to back up all the concepts that we bring to the table to give you a platform to utilize and to really help grow and expand. Right now, we have a ton of amazing bonuses that are going on while you sign up for the class, and we even offer a two-week money-back guarantee if you don't like the program. To check out more about it, go to www.empoweryourreality.com. Now, back to the show. What up, guys? Dr. Vic, and you're listening to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. Excited to have you on here. As I wanted to share, we do, you know, we have the podcast, and you can hear it from whatever app you want. But if you want to see this on YouTube, we actually do now video podcasting on our YouTube page. You can check that out at Dr. Vic Manzo on YouTube. And one of the things we have is I do my weeklies there on there, and some guests now we're doing some video, kind of changing it up a little bit. So I just wanted to share that with you guys and so much more. Also, before we go ahead and dive deep, I just want to share another announcement. We officially have launched our Life Mastery course, okay? This is huge. I'm trying to promote this now during these critical times. This is massive growth of what you can do for your life in so many different ways. I'm even offering a massive discount. This thing is discounted way more than what it's going to be in 2021. We're going to be upping the price to $399. Right now it's $249, but if you get it, if you register and sign up before the end of this year, I'm offering a discount to $199. I'm doing this because, you know, some people say, well, why are you discounting? I'm not trying to discount the show and the lack of the value. I'm doing it because I'm trying to create urgency and because of what's happening in the world. And this is a great time to really shift and change and dictate your life the way you want to. So you can check out more on that. It's in the show notes below. Click on the link. Have any questions, you can always email me at drvic@empoweryourreality.com. Now, let's get back into what we're going to be discussing today. So, you know, in life, there's so much darkness. There's so much uncertainty. There's so many different things about life that when we go ahead and we look at it, it can be daunting. It can be, in depending on that darkness, depending on the obstacles, depending on the struggles of what we face in our life, these things can be something small, minuscule. It can be over-consuming, like it's the end of the world. You feel like you have no options. You can barely breathe, right? We've all been there, and it happens. It shows up from time to time to time, and it's been interesting to see with how government in the United States is holding off and they're showing lockdowns. We have lockdowns in other, you know, other aspects of the world. Being Italian, I have family in Italy and, you know, finding out about how they're locked down and how they have to have permits to go to other cities. And it's all these limitations. And I'm not here to get into the virus and my health side of things and sharing all the research I've been doing. But the point I'm trying to make is that it's just more and more in limitations, right? And so you have to look and say, okay, what does that mean to me? And how do I live my life that way? Because everything is a reflection of our inner world, and how we see it is basically based upon where we are, right? It's all about your consciousness and vibration of where you are. And so what is most of the time, right? All we're seeing from a world perspective is just a collective of the human consciousness. And so when we see things from the collective of the in the human consciousness level, that is also into the individual level. You and me are part of this collective. I want you to think of it as like the existence of Facebook, right? Facebook only exists and it only has its power because of the users that use it. Does that make sense? The same thing here. Our experiences are shared upon one another to create this experience called the human experience, okay? And so what happens is when you see fear, uncertainty, you can learn from the environment and what's the collective doing, right? So we have this thing called COVID, and it's a ton of uncertainty that's coming from this. And what do we have done? Well, we locked down. What are we doing? We need a social distance. What do? We need a mask up, right? Limitation upon limitation upon limitation. And we continue to limitate in all aspects. And then we only think of the one thing that can be like, this could be our survival mechanism. This can be the one thing that can hold us through, right? How many times in our life are we doing the exact same thing? We get into a state of darkness. We get into a state of challenges. And what do? Survival, scarcity mode. We shut down and we start to say, what can I limit in my life? What do I need to cut out? What do I need to remove? I've seen this from health in so many ways. I learned this firsthand. When people go through stressful times, and usually it's financial, all of a sudden they will exclude the things that matter most, the things that are giving them the best, I call it the money for investments in them. They cut out the things that matter most and they go into pure survival mode. I've seen it so much in that aspect. I've seen it in coaching also, where we do this. This is patterns that we do. And so the thing is you want to, as all matters possible, stay in the mindset of growth and potential. Because here's the thing. This is an easy fact check. Look at your life when things are going well. Look at your life when things are absolutely amazing and things were great. And if you're in a business owner, you had great months coming in, money was doing really well. Where were you 3 months ago mindset-wise? What was the work that you were doing back then? Success always leaves clues. When it comes to life, it's the same concept. You may say, Doc, well, this is a virus. It's outside my hands. You still have control. I'm a doctor. I'm a chiropractor. I know more about the health. We know we're trained more than medical doctors when it comes to just basic medical understanding the body and sciences and so forth. We have more hours than they do. The other thing is we are experts in how the body heals itself. We are experts in how the body understanding the brain, the nervous system, and how the body functions overall. And so from that perspective, we understand that there's always an answer. I mean, law of polarity states it. If there's one side of something, on the other side, there's a flip side of that coin. There's going to always be an answer of polar opposites. So if there's a disease, there's always a cure. And the cure, most times, the body, you just got to figure out how to support it. But the thing is, when it comes to your life, right, you know, no matter what, you get into that fear state, the pattern's still the same. Survival, limitations, shrinking, no expansion. You cut out the things that matter most. And so you lose growth in that potential. And what happens with people is if they continue that pattern years down the road, they're wondering why I never got where I wanted to get to. I never wonder why X, Y, Z. This is why there's a difference between an entrepreneur and someone who's a career person or a 9-to-5 job. I have nothing against people who do 9-to-5. Trust me, they're all needed across the board. And they all play their roles in the collective consciousness and so much more. The thing I'm trying to make a point, though, is there is a difference between the entrepreneur and the 9-to-5er. The 9-to-5er, most of the time, likes comfort, or they don't want to take risks up to a certain degree. Their risk aspect is not as high. Entrepreneurs love risk. Millionaires unbelievably love risk. Billionaires, even to a higher level, right? This is why I think the average millionaire has gone bankrupt like 3-4 times, or some people said 6. I don't know if that's true, but 3-4 times. I mean, why is that? Because they fail as a business owner or a business person or money consciousness? Heck no. They take risks. And some risk, bomb. You know, and some thrive. We call it the risk reward ratio. The amount of risk I'm going to do with this, how much reward can I get out of it? And if it's astronomically way higher than what the risk is, maybe worth the potential. And there's struggles that come with that. And so you have to look at your life and say, okay, am I doing what the masses do? Because you don't want to be part of the masses. If the masses are uncertainty, I limit my life, survival mechanism, and I have to follow that flow. That's something you don't want to fall into, right? Universe is always going to provide to you what is your value, right? When things are shrinking, I go out and expand. This is what millionaire and billionaire mindset people do, growth mindset individuals do. When hardships come, they don't shrink. And I used to do this. I learned this so much from just my own personal journey, but I've also learned this too from studying stocks. A lot of time when the fear kicks in, you can see it, stock market's going to plunge. We saw that in March this year, 2020. And what happens? Everyone freezes their assets. They're not investing. They don't want to do anything with the stocks, and they shut down and they get out of the system. They sell. All the things you're not supposed to do. Please don't take this as financial advice. I am not a financial advisor, but I'm just sharing my experiences of what happens is when that happens, I remember this last year, I'm in a couple of different investments. And as soon as that started to happen, I started buying down the way. Started buying. Why? Because things are dipping. People are in fear. Once the fear goes away, things will rebound back. And look what happened. In 6-8 months, our economy is back up to where, at least from a stock market standpoint in the United States, it's back up to where it was before. Yes, you can make the argument there's artificial pump of money going in right now with the government supporting and helping with that. It is. But there is also, you know, we had some opening of businesses happening, which was starting to regenerate that back. But the key concept is that we knew it was going to bounce back. It was going to happen eventually. And so you just had to continue to do that work in order to make that happen. And so when it comes to the aspects of your life, sometimes you have to risk, reward, and evaluate things and see where you are. Dark times are going to come. They're always going to be there. The key is, how do you respond to that? How do you see that? I see every dark moment in my life as an opportunity for growth. And it has served me so much in the last couple of years when I truly shifted and started to trust the process. I trusted it so much, I actually ended up writing a book on it called A Walk in the Dark. The reason why I did that is because I saw how beautiful the darkness was, and I started to see that it actually shows something different than what we've been told. And so one of the things you can learn is that you never want to be in the same collective consciousness as humanity. You want to be above or below, not below. You want to be above it as much as you can. And one of the ways you can do that is watch how people respond to situations. Watch how people respond to hardship. Watch how people respond to different things that may come up in their life, their struggles, and so forth. Do they let it beat them and consume them? Or do they let that make that be a challenge to get up, thrive, and go to the next level? Because here's the thing, if you work out, you're designed when you work out to seek failure. You're designed for it. You're going to lift weights. You are seeking to fail that muscle. You're going to keep challenging it until it fails. But how many times are you challenging your mind until it fails? How many times are you challenging yourself until it fails? And that's the question you got to ask, because here's the thing. The more you challenge your mind, the more you challenge your body, the more you challenge it to failure, it is like sharpening the knife and getting it prepared for war every single day. It is sharpening and getting you ready for whatever you have to face within your life. And it makes it easier. Not saying it's not going to be hard. There's times they're going to come, but it makes it easier for you to transition through it. It makes it easier for you to handle and understand, where am I at? How am I overreacting? How can I calm myself and get more centered? There are so many factors that come to that. And this is huge. And I'm highly recommending that people listen to this and start applying things like this. Look at where you're paying attention to. Look at where your focus is. Look at where you're putting energy into. Are you freaking out every moment you hear something about COVID? Where is your mindset at? How about in your business? Where are you focusing it at? Where is your energy at? Because here's the thing, guys. Why is it in some states or some situations like COVID where billionaires made more money, right? People say, that's bad. Look, we're all suffering and they're making more money. Shame on them. No, they know how to thrive during dark, hard times, because they don't do the same thing as what the masses are doing. That is the vast difference between people who are successful. And success can be defined in the way you want to do it, but success doesn't have to be financial. It's just success in life, happy, freedom, enjoy, bliss, all those things. It's knowing that when you do it in those moments, in those situations, that is what allows you to thrive when people are shutting down. It opens the door for more, to enjoy more. And so that's the concept when it comes to your life and what it is that you're doing for you. So are you doing what the masses do, or are you doing what you want to do and dictating your life and how it's going to go? Because I'll be honest with you, I've been down the road when everything exploded. Back in 2008, 2009, and I had a lot of things fail on me. And I wish I had the mindset now compared to what I had 10 years ago, 11 years ago, because what I learned in that process is that I had a scarcity mindset, and I had a fixed mindset, and I didn't have a growth mindset. And now I have more of a growth mindset, where it's like, if things come up, it's like, hey, that's fine. We'll adapt, we'll change, and we'll move forward. What are we going to learn? What do we have to get better at? How are we going to grow? How are we going to expand? What are the things we got to prepare for, you know, strengthen in? And then let's take that and let's move. And let's not react. Let's be proactive. So we see things coming and we're saying, how do I counter that? Where's my mindset need to be? What do I need to focus on to keep me more centered? Especially if it's one of those dark, because darkness is not fun. It knows how to probe you in ways. It knows your hot buttons or your weak buttons, if you want to call it. And so it always does, but it's there to help you grow and expand. And so the thing is the key point you want to focus is how to center. And in this podcast, we've shared so many episodes on that, and I'll be sharing more about those as we go deeper into up here in the States. We're getting into our winter season, and so it's one of the things where I'll be sharing some tips and tricks on what you can do to help center yourself more so you can thrive through the processes rather than get into survival, because with survival, you're just cutting down whatever it may be until you get your level of comfort. And sometimes if you want really true growth in your life, you have to break out of that comfort level. That's what I got for you guys today. I hope this was insightful. If this is your first time listening, please subscribe to the podcast. Hit like. Tell us what you like about us. If you've been listening, being a subscriber, I want to thank you for your support. We're really trying to get the Mindful Experiment back up and rocking and rolling, and we've been doing that. We've been climbing up charts in Israel, top 50, top 40, top 30th podcast in mental health. Our episodes have been hitting anywhere from top 20 to top 40. So I want to thank you, especially the people in Israel, for listening. For others, I want to thank you for listening. It is my honor and pleasure to share this information with you. Any questions you have, please let me know. Check out the show notes, guys. We have Life Mastery Course up and running as we speak. 14-day money-back guarantee. I back up and support the information that I'm sharing in there, because it is all about life mastery. And it has all the information on there. I don't want to even take more time from the podcast. And also, I have a few spots opening up for coaching. So if you are looking for one-on-one coaching, you're looking to level up, please check the link out below and schedule a time to chat with me. Only serious inquirers only, please, because I do put a lot of time in our call. It's a free call, 30 minutes, and I'll chat with you. I will give you something to take even if you decide not to do coaching. But the key thing is I only ask for serious inquiries only when it comes to that. And if you, I'm also looking, we got a couple of new programs that are going to be coming up here in the Power of Reality. We're going to have a 3-4 month masterminding with me. And we're also going to be doing some group coaching too that we're going to be bringing back. We have a lot of things we're launching because 2021 is the moment to launch. If you haven't done it already in 2020, 2021 is going to be the year. Why wait? Let's start now. I know for my businesses, we've been actually doing this since September, October. We have not been waiting till the end of the year for the new year launches. We've been prepping since then to do that. I highly recommend in your own life be doing the same thing. How do you be proactive? Don't wait till January 1. Start doing things now to really thrive and expand in all areas of your life as much as you possibly can. I want to thank you guys as always. Until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. For past shows, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. I hope this show inspired you and added to your life to help you on the journey to rediscover who you really are. To connect with us on Facebook, please visit www.facebook.com/Dr. Vic Manzo. Check us out on Twitter. The handle is DrVic21. Follow us on Instagram, www.instagram.com/Dr. Vic Manzo. If you were inspired by the podcast, pay it forward by sharing it with someone who you know can benefit from it. Thank you again for listening to the Mindful Experiment podcast, sharing paths to help you rediscover your infinite potential.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.